from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
A texter makes what I think is a good point about Aroldis Chapman, and you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. That Aroldis Chapman was dealt at the deadline last year, and you can look at that two ways. The return wound up being a pitcher who was an all-star this year. But then also Aroldis Chapman en route to the World Series last year had a 2.45 ERA in the postseason for Texas and was dynamite. Now, in the World Series, not as good. But in the lead up to the World Series, very good. He also had 50 strikeouts in 29 innings down the stretch for Texas.
Wow.
So I don't want to give up on him. And I get what you're saying. He's not going to be here after this year. He's just not. So you want to get something for him. You are in desperate need of bats. I just want the perfect world.
Of course.
Where I can get the bats and keep the Chapman.
And in your in that scenario of your perfect world, the best way to go about that is prospects, right? Am I correct?
Well, so just as an example, yes, to answer your question, before I go like all political speak here and say a bunch of stuff and not answer that, yes. Like Tamar Johnson to me is not untouchable. They just drafted a shortstop who already now, Baseball America came out with their top 100 prospects. He's in the top 100. He's 73rd, and he's projectable. He might be the best high school player in that draft. He's not going to be around for a while. Tamar Johnson, you feel like you've got more of a read on because he's done it in the minor leagues, but he's also not going to be around for a while. I look at them kind of as redundancies. You've got Nick Gonzalez and O'Neal Cruz. That's your double play combination for the foreseeable future. I don't need shortstop. I don't need a second baseman. I don't need Tamar Johnson. So I'd be willing to part with him. I would. And I have high hopes for him. I think he has a chance to be a really good major league player. Yep. We've been in lockstep on that.
Yep.
But he's not going to make his debut next year. Maybe 2026. Probably 2026. I need to cash in now. And so I would be willing to move on from him.
Me too.
I'd be willing to move on from any pitcher in the system, not named Bubba Chandler.
Agree.
And I don't think it would be hard to talk me into Bubba Chandler, depending on what the return is. Like Luis Robert Jr., if they say, we'll give him to you for Bubba Chandler and one more bottom half of your top 10 prospect, I think I might be willing to part with him for that guy. So that's what I'm looking to do. And I'm looking to keep the best parts of this major league team together while trading for offense and getting rid of guys who are prospects. I think Bubba Chandler is going to be really good. I don't know he's going to be good. Salamato hadn't been great. Maybe he turns out to be wonderful. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. They're prospects. Mm-hmm. Mitch Keller stunk for 2 years, then he turned it around. Didn't see that coming. Luis Ortiz wasn't good, then he became good. Tyler Glasnow didn't work out here. You just don't know with prospects is what I'm saying. And I want to keep the major league club intact as much as possible. Rob in Chicago. Hello.
Bradley, good morning.
Nothing for Doran? You don't want to say hi to our big guy over here?
I'm sorry, Doran, I forgot. Good morning to you, too.
Good morning.
H2P.
Yes, sir.
Ah, damn it.
Crowley, before I talk about the Pirates, a good Civil War movie is called The Blue and the Gray. It's a six-hour miniseries. It was back in the 80s. That's worth checking out.
I'm in. And by the way, today is the 26th anniversary of Saving Private Ryan out. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's Saving Private Ryan's epic. That's in a class by itself. The Pirates, in my opinion, are just so obsessed with player control and the prospects, they just don't want to part with them. And, you know, I think winning came a little bit too early for them, and the fact that you may have to, you know, part with a couple of prospects to add some offense just isn't what they want to do, and it's ridiculous because you keep pushing ahead for the future when the future is now.
I think the way they look at the future at this point, Rob, and thank you so much for the call and the recommendation and for saying nice things to Doran. I think what they're hoping is what they look at as a 4 or 5 year window, they want to be a longer window. I'm not concerned about trying to push this thing beyond Skeens, beyond when you know you'll have Skeens. I want the best possible team for that. And so maybe Bubba Chandler's part of that, but you can only have so many starting pitchers.
Right.
Like you hear all the time, you need starting pitcher depth. There's no question about that. But if you go Skeens, Jones, Keller,
Falter,
Ortiz, Bubba Chandler, Oviedo,
Priester,
there's eight guys there. And I think their designs are that their top four, when they're contending, is Bubba Chandler in addition to their top three starters now.
Yes.
You don't need more than eight because they're going to pitch every fifth day. You have nowhere to put them.
Mm-hmm.
You have nowhere to put them.
Mm-hmm.
So why do I need Salameda? Why do I need Ashcraft? Why do I need those guys? Give me the eight that we just mentioned, and I'm rocking and rolling. And if bad bleep should happen and a guy gets hurt, the one thing Charrington's done is go out and add good players who have pitched well for them. Like Jose Quintana, like last year before he got hurt, Velasquez. Rich Hill was pretty good for the Pirates. They've had players come in that they've augmented the roster with in the rotation and in the bullpen that have actually worked out well for them. So trade pitching prospects. I just don't think you need to subtract from the big league club. I don't. To get what you need, I don't. And the only reason they might be doing it then would be you'd have to think the nefarious route. Like, are you moving Chapman just because he costs $10.5 million?
I would, at this point, I would hope not.
I would hope not.
I would hope it would be because you're in the thick of things, but to add what's necessary. But never know.
Duh. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.